Hi, it's Christopher Cumby, and we're on the move. I just love that song, gets you going, and I hope you had a little step in your walk today. Hey, listen, this thing is on the move, and you know, might hear me breathing heavy. It's literally because I just did some exercise, and I don't know, you know, how long you know me, or maybe you don't even know me, maybe you're not even listening to me. But I started running 5K about 131 days ago, and I stayed consistent with that. I was going through some, you know, inner challenges to find some answers, and I'm not going to get super vulnerable with you today, but, you know, you'll learn more about me as I move along. And what it was this pull towards really going after something and proving to myself that I could be committed. And I made a decision. And those two powerful things together are what created momentum. But here's the thing. You're gonna suck at the beginning. And man, did I suck. Wow, I was 18 pounds overweight. And I really had a hard time with my knees. I've got arthritis in one of my big toes. My ankle was sore. Even my hips felt off. Just was complete, like, unaligned. And it just reminded me of, you know, how life can get out of control for a lot of people. And, you know, as being an entrepreneur, maybe you're an entrepreneur. Maybe you're a busy professional and you've got a family and... Or maybe you're just getting started and you're just tuning in to get some insight. Or maybe you run a big company as in a CEO. There's all kinds of people that listen to this show, particularly because I'm going to be straight up and honest and authentic with you guys on the journey, because I know what's going on in most people's head, because we all experience it. We all have ups and downs. We have all kinds of trauma, drama. And now today, with the way social media has really opened up this, you know, if you want to call it Pandora box, we've got to learn ways to deal with things. And typically what has been overlooked for a long time, and now we're seeing more into the light of how mental health plays a big part of our lives. And I wanted to create another side of that that gives you hope, energy, ideas, insight, information, and soon to be, I'll be interviewing some amazing people in my inner circle that I've been able to accumulate over my career. But more in particular, you know, I want it to be in your corner, like this morning, like right now, or whatever time you're listening to this, because I want to be in your corner. I was actually going to call the show In Your Corner with Christopher Cumby, but I thought On the Move was more appropriate, and I'll tell you why. When I was a kid, I fell in love with Albert Einstein, just science and how the mind worked and how physics and stuff. Like, I had this imagination. It was just so wild that I created things, you know, almost like super science stuff and maybe space stuff and all kinds of things that we're seeing now, to tell you the truth, with the ability to have a podcast like this off my phone. Folks, I've been podcasting now for about 4 years, and I know there's lots of people that have doing it way before, and you know, the tools just keep getting better and better and better. But here's the thing. I just needed to get started. And, you know, maybe this show is going to really suck, but I promise you that I'm going to get better and better and better and better. And I wanted to just get it started and see where things go. But I'll tell you one thing, it's aligned with vision right now for me because I've really made a huge pivot in my life. And I want to encourage you that if you're in a situation right now, and as you get to know me over some time, it may be relatable because I'm just like everybody else that has to deal with life things. Life things show up. I mean, I'm a dad to 4 children. I have a beautiful wife that keeps me also in check and in line and busy and obviously challenged. But I have businesses that I've been growing, and I've been a sales guy on the front line for a very long time. So learning to handle rejection and learning to, you know, be okay with growing, because the big thing in life is that you have to look at failure as not being what maybe is built up in your mind through fear. See, fear, when you think about things and you have fear towards them, you're actually starting to create what you don't want. And I'm not going to get super philosophical today because this is the first show, my inaugural, and I'm excited for you to be here. And I'm going to do shorts, but I want to give you a little taste of a few things as I go through today because I really don't have any direction for today's show other than I'm just getting started. I'm going to suck. And guess what? I'm going to get better and better, and I'm going to go after the things that I want in life, and I will want to help you get there, and I want you to follow me along to get where you need to go as well. And I hope to share some really great stuff with you, and I promise to bring the boom. I promise to bring the energy. I've been coaching people for a long time now, so you know what I've learned over a period of time is that people just need to see from where my vantage point is, watching them play the game. And you know, funny enough, we've created a game in sales. It's called the Kick-Ass Sales Game. It's actually a sponsor for the show today, just so you know. This show is actually sponsored by the game that I created with my co-founders, Alan Witch and Lawrence Pipkin. So I'm really excited about that, but we'll come to that in another show. And the big thing is just creating things, getting things started, just embracing the suck, knowing that you can get better, learn new things, grow from there, go through the pain. So let's rewind to the story I told you about running, because man, it was painful. And no joke, one of my legs on my right side was always a little bit more swollen or just not symmetrical to my other side. And it was because I had, when I was young, some veins stripped out. So I don't get the circulation, but I'll tell you what has happened. And this is amazing stuff. And I'm going to share some really cool stuff with you in terms of what I've been learning about NLP, hypnosis, and really some awesome stuff that's going to change your world for the better. I promise you, I'll bring that. But when I was going through running, my body started to respond. You know, my knees, my hips, my ankle, my toe, everything just fell kind of back into place. But the big thing is I actually visualized that. I saw that coming in my life. Truth be known, I was athletic my whole life. I mean, I wrestled and I played soccer. So I had wrestling throughout the winter. And then summertime, I was actually playing soccer. So the thing is, I knew in my mind I can get back, and I just went on that journey. And I really want to encourage you that wherever you are right now, and you know, maybe you're at the top of your game, and good for you. And I really encourage that because I am in your corner. You may not know me, everybody, or I may not know you. We'll get to know each other over time, hopefully. But let's just reverse it. You'll probably know me more than I'll know you first. But just because I don't know you, I'll tell you, we're more alike than you maybe even realize, because I would bet that you have dreams. And I know inside those dreams are so real. And your vision, when you close your eyes and take a moment right now and think about your wildest thing that you would love to happen. And I want you to see that. You can get there. And I want to bring this show that direction for you. And, you know, again, this is inaugural. It's going to be probably between 10 and 12 minutes. And I just, I'm going to provide you some really good insight through stories and give you some lessons that I've learned along with a tool and obviously some resources. Because I believe when you have a lack of resources, you become unresourceful. So therefore, you have to get yourself into a situation where you learn, you grow, you connect, and you find ways that are going to support you. And then that's what you focus on all day. We all need a checkup from the neck up. And I'm here to encourage you to get there. Because we're going to be literally on the move, and I'm really excited because I'm going to be doing a vlog, so pay attention to that. It's going to be me in the beautiful area that I live in, 30A, Santa Rosa Beach area, 30A, Santa Rosa Beach, Point Washington area. It's just beautiful down here, and I'm just going to go enjoy all of it. And have some restaurant meals and have podcasts all over the place, including the beautiful beach that we have here. So stay tuned for that on my vlog. What else? I said, I tried not to. I think that maybe is a few, but I'll listen back. Nonetheless, because I'm going to suck, but I'm going to get better and better every single day. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. You are fantastic. If there's anything that I could look into or answer questions, and the beauty about this platform that I'm on right now is you can actually post some questions and then I can actually add them into the segment and then respond to them. So this is completely interactive and exciting, and I'm really excited about the future. I'm excited about your future. Keep going. Do something nice for someone today and go kick ass.
Hey, this is Lawrence, and I just wanted to say, Chris, what an awesome podcast. I love the just honesty about it all. I love the realness of it. Keep it going. I know it's going to be better and better, and I can't wait to hear more.
Hey, Chris, great job on your inaugural podcast. Great content. Love the simplicity, yet the relatability of your podcast. Just a whole lot of people. Thank you so much. I look forward to it. You're going to be a favorite and I'm going to listen to you. Well, looks like every day. Take care, my friend. Talk with you soon. And anybody else listening to this review, I highly suggest you tune in to Chris on the Move. He's going to give you some great information, some great tools. He's going to cut through a lot of the garb and get it right to the facts and kind of demystify what's going on in this marketplace. He's been a podcaster for a number of years and he's got the insight. So have a good listen and give him a follow. Take care. Thanks, Chris.